And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High with you this morning. We hope you are having a good day. Currently, it's 55 degrees outside, and joining us in from Sun Group, we have David Sundgren and also Keith Beaumont. Gentlemen, good morning. How are you doing today?
Doing good.
Well, good morning, Kyle. Yeah, we're doing real well. Beautiful weather out there.
Absolutely, and it's going to be another beautiful day here. Not as warm as it's been the past couple days, just a few degrees cooler, but otherwise, 74, you cannot complain about that at all, especially this time of year. Mm. Well, before we get to our main subject today, of course, every week we have kind of like a property of the week, where you guys kind of spotlight a property that is out there. And so what are we looking at this week, gentlemen?
We're going to put a 250-acre piece of property up for sale. We're getting ready to go out and take pictures later this afternoon on that. It's located down by Sedan, in between actually Sedan and Peru. So if you're interested in some property down around that area, it's real good deer hunting property. Also, there's a couple nice ponds on it. Beautiful trees, oak trees that run on this property. Kind of goes up on a hill, but for sure a nice piece of property.
Yeah, those ponds are really nice on that property too. One needs just a little bit of repair on a dam, but they're clear water ponds. They're going to be really good fishing.
Yep. Absolutely. Yep. So be sure to check that out. Give these guys a call if you'd like to get a hold of them. So, guys, we're going to go ahead and get started today with our main.
I might mention, go ahead. I might mention our auction.
An auction coming up.
Yep. We got an upcoming auction. We just kind of got that put together yesterday evening. So, that's going to be in El Dorado. And it's going to be on March the 26th. We're going to start that at 9 a.m. Some of the things that you'll find there are going to be a lot of guns. He's got some M1 30 cal carbines. There's several of those. And then several different handguns, ammunition. There's just gobs of that kind of stuff. And that's a lot of that stuff's hard to come by right now. We got scopes, sniper scopes, so he's got some long-range scopes, just a lot of things gun-related, tons of that kind of stuff. So if you're into that, for sure, check that auction out, and we'll have that online probably sometime today, I think. We're getting it all put together, so we should have that going. So be looking for that. We're also going to be scattering out sale bills, so you might see those around in different places.
And Keith, he's got a lot of implements. This guy did a lot of tree planting, digging and replanting. He's got a lot of little tillage tools that are three point, like a 3-point spring tooth, some cultivators, little three point. It looked like a no-till drill, and so pretty good for those recreational guys that want to use some of those small tillage
tools. Yeah, exactly. There's a little Ford RN tractor in there. Ford N tractor, sorry, a bush hog, a tree sprayer, or mister, I should say. That's how he, because it was on a tree farm, and if he ever got bagworms, he would use that thing, and he said it would shoot to the top of them trees with no problem at all. It's got a 200-gallon tank on it. So there's a lot of things like that. There's a grapple bucket there. Man, there's just kind of an array of stuff. So if anyone's... if that interests anyone, for sure check that out.
And that's March 26th, right?
Yep, March 26th. We'll start that at 9 in the morning. Good, will be a good auction, so.
And hopefully the weather is really good that day as well. All right, guys. So let's go ahead and get started with what we're going to talk about today. And Sun Group, well, you guys are a real estate appraisal and auction company, so let's talk more about those three things. So we'll start out with, what do you do in real estate?
Well, as a licensed real estate agent, I connect buyers and sellers who may want to buy or sell their properties. And we specialize in residential, recreational, farms and ranch sell properties. We offer a couple different ways of selling. That's either through traditional listing where you just put it up on the market, or we also offer things for sale by auction.
And Keith, we had a really nice auction yesterday up in Butler County. It was 110 acres, had about half creek bottom crop ground, some creek and timber, diverse property, recreational and agriculture, good agriculture. And we thought that that might sell in the neighborhood of $3,500 an acre, and it sold for $4,100 an acre, so that's a good reason right now to consider an auction, is because this is the hottest market I think I've seen in my 30 plus year career.
So I know the seller was probably pretty pleased with that. Most definitely. So
they always are when that happens.
Yep, exactly. And that's been one that I've been talking about as property of the week. So you noticed I didn't mention that one today.
Right.
So we got that thing sold yesterday. So
all right, so got that one sold. I know you've been talking about it for a few weeks, and it's finally sold, and everybody's happy at that point. So the buyer's happy, they got the property, and the seller's happy because they got it basically above value, pretty much.
Right, so. Yep. And like Dave said, it's a great time right now to be thinking about auctions for that kind of thing, because you know the market is really hot.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, it definitely is as of right now. And speaking of which, you guys do auctions within your company. So what kind of auctions do you offer, and can you tell us just a little bit more about them?
Yeah, we offer auctions both in real estate and personal property, and we've been talking a lot about that, you know, here on this show. But personal property auctions are generally items that people just have accumulated for over several years, just resulting in a whole bunch of items, things that they have. When a seller needs to get rid of all them things and liquidate them, auction's a good solution for them. You know, if you get years of things built up, regardless of what that is, kind of like this auction that we're doing here, this is someone that's been collecting guns and ammo and things like that for many years, along with the other things that he's got there on his tree farm. But it's a lot to deal with when you go to try to get rid of all that. So auction is a real good option for that.
Yeah, you can get rid of everything in one day, basically.
Yep, exactly. In one day, all that's gone. So imagine if he is trying to get rid of all that stuff yourself and trying to connect, you know, with buyers and stuff like that. It would take you a lot of time, and especially if you're in any push to get out of a place and need to get rid of it quick, auction's definitely a way to look, for sure. So.
Well, like I said, you know, time, I mean, because then you'll want to meet up with somebody somewhere, and it just takes a lot of time. But like I said, at auction, it just kind of gets it knocked out, all out in a one fell swoop, pretty much.
Right, exactly, yeah. And some of the things, you know, that we sell a lot of is like tractors, trailers, trucks, cars, farm implements, obviously guns, tools, ATVs, mowers, household items. I mean, there's just kind of array of things that we sell. We've sell pretty much any item you know, you can think of, as long as it's moral and legal, you know, we'll sell it.
That's,
so
that's kind of like our buy sell trade here, that one of the things it says on here, you know, you can advertise anything on there as long as it's legal, moral, and it's not, you know. So
right. Right. Yep.
So,
yep,
we got the same rule with that.
Yep,
on our buy sell trade portion of our show.
And you know, an auction creates competition by having two or three people interested in one item, and that goes with real estate or personal property items. And in today's market on both, with that competition, you can be pretty well assured that you're going to get market value or above.
Yep, and that's exactly what I was going to say. Yep, it's quick sell, but also market value. You're going to get true market value at an auction for sure. And we auction, you know, when it comes to real estate, you know, anything on the real estate side of things, you know, residential, recreation land, farm and ranch properties. We offer auctions in the form of either online or live in-person bidding. Anyways, it just depends on, I guess, what best suits your property and then you as a person, too, and what your goals are. It's certainly an option that we have.
Right, and I know the live in-person one is you know pretty exciting for everybody because everybody kind of gets to go out there and you know check it out in person. But online is also pretty popular as well for maybe somebody who can't do live in person. And online also is always a lot of fun, especially when it gets down to like the last 30 minutes of it or so. When you get right. You know a couple of people bidding and it just starts going back and forth and you're constantly refreshing to see if you're still the top bidder.
Yeah, that's right. And it gets exciting.
Yes,
it does.
It's kind of like an auction and people – on these online auctions, they go for say a period of 2 weeks, but the bidding really doesn't start until about the last hour of the auction.
it really gets going.
Everyone's kind of holding out, and it's kind of that way on some of the things we sell at live auction too. When they know we're getting ready to get to the end and stop, then some new people will jump in. So
right, so and maybe spend a little bit more money than they usually would because it's getting to the end now. Right. So and they still have like maybe all their cash on them. So
right. Right, yeah.
All right, so again, those are always a lot of fun. But moving on, so what we're wanting to know about, we've heard the word appraisal several times. So what is an appraisal?
Yep, then that's another part of our company. And Dave, he knows a lot more about appraisals as he is a certified appraisal.
Right, I've been a certified general appraiser in Kansas since I think 1989, and so an appraisal is just a professional appraiser's opinion of value. The preparation of an appraisal involves research into the appropriate market areas, the assembly and analysis of information pertinent to a property, and the knowledge, experience, and professional judgment of the appraiser. They can be required for about any type of property, including single-family homes, apartment buildings, condos, office buildings, shopping centers, industrial sites, and vacant land and farms. The reasons for performing a real property appraisal are just as varied. They're usually required whenever real property is sold, mortgaged, taxed, insured, or developed. For example, appraisers prepared appraisals for mortgage lending purposes, for tax assessments and appeals of assessments, for negotiations between buyers and sellers. Sometimes if somebody has a buyer or a neighbor that's wanting a property, we do an appraisal on the property so that they can continue their negotiations. Sometimes government acquisition of private property for public use, aka condemnation. We do appraisals for condemnation of power lines. Sometimes railroads expand and take property. The same with pipelines. That's something that we specialize in. Also, you can do appraisals for business mergers or dissolutions. Division of marital assets, estate planning, or lease negotiations.
Mm-hmm. So, and obviously, like, with appraisals, you were just talking about there, you know, like with railroads and pipes, that definitely affects the price of a property, does it not? If something like maybe new, like a railroad, pretty close going by, that does affect the property price, does it not?
Yes, it sure does. And of course, I'm not an attorney, and I work closely with attorneys on those. But one thing I would say is when people buy or sell land, and especially buy it, or when they're being condemned, they really need to take a look at the easement because the easements have changed over the years, and they're just a lot different, and there's a lot more legal complications with those types of easements today, and so they sure need to consult an attorney as well.
And for maybe some people like myself, I'm not, you know, real familiar with real estate. So what is an easement for some people that may not know what that is?
Okay, an easement is a restriction on a property. It's for maybe they want to build a power line and put a power line across. Rural water districts have easements. They have to have to put in rural water to a property, even in the rural electric companies, they have to have an easement before they can put in electricity to a person's house. Now, those are less restrictive, and of course they're serving the person who is giving up the easement, and so they aren't really devaluing the property. They're probably increasing the property, especially a rural water district easement.
Yeah, absolutely, and connecting power lines as well. That definitely, to me, at least that improves the property, because now that area has power now. So,
correct.
And like you're talking about with the rural water districts as well. So, again, lots of great stuff you guys have been talking about today. And so if anybody, has any questions on what you've covered today, well, what's the best way to get a hold of you guys?
They can call our Eldorado office at 316-321-6100. My cell phone's 316-322-5555, or they can get a hold of Keith as well.
Yep, and our office number is 620-607-2445. My cell phone is 316-680-5131. That's the best way to get a hold of me. And also,
where's your office, Keith?
In Fredonia, Kansas. We're right downtown on the square. And also, we wanted to give a shout out to Lewis Johnson. Lewis has been an auctioneer for many, many years, and every time
in the Severy area.
Yes, yeah. Out of Severy, Kansas, and it's always a pleasure for me to run into him. I got to run into him last year when I was scattering out sell bills, and we always have a good conversation about auctions.
Yep, I heard, I was at a basketball game, heard from his son, Roger. We have kids and grandkids playing together, and Roger said Lewis was listening to us, so we just wanted to shout out to him. He's a great guy.
Absolutely. And yeah. Before we get out of here today, one more time about that auction that's coming up again on March 26th.
Yeah, yep. And, March 26th, 9 a.m., this is going to be in Eldorado. And we're going to have lots of guns, as I mentioned earlier. And I was talking about the M1 carbines, 30 cal. There's kind of a several different groups of that. We've got standard products, quality hardware, Underwood, Inlands, Rockolas, IBMs, National Postal Meter.
Tell them about those butterfly chairs too. I've never heard of them.
These butterfly chairs. These are, I'm not familiar with them until this auction either. They're worth a lot of money though. I looked them up,
right.
And they people are paying close to $1,000 for them, and they look like a lawn chair. Isn't that crazy? You could probably see from here, Kyle. They're just it.
Yeah.
It just looks like a lawn chair.
Yeah, it looks like a lawn chair, but apparently they're extremely valuable, apparently.
Yeah, so. You get on eBay and look at them. Never would have guessed, though. But, sometimes we don't know something. We'll look it up, and it's one I'm glad that we looked up. So,
I bet you the seller's happy about it, too. So.
Yeah, exactly. So, yep, a lot of the good things that's going to be at this one. Like I mentioned earlier, a lot of ammo about any kind of gun out there. We've gotten several boxes of ammo for. So anything that you need on that, reloading bullets and cartridges and stuff like that. So it's gonna be a good one.
Keith, I also wanted to mention real quick that we're gonna have some other topics as we move forward with this, but if anyone has a topic, an appraisal topic, an real estate topic, if they'd give us a call, we'll expound on those, and we'd love to do that.
Yep. If you got anything you guys want to talk about, real estate auctions, any of that stuff, let us know. We'll cover that subject.
Any questions?
All right. So, guys, again, I love having you guys in here every Friday. It's always a joy to talk to you guys, and we look forward to talking to you guys again next Friday. Same bat time, same bat channel.
Thanks, Kyle.
All right. Thanks a lot. We're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we're going to get right back to Open Line, taking your calls. If you have anything you want to buy, sell, trade, or give away, or if you'd like to weigh in on the Wilson Medical Center question of the day, you're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.